Mitzwa of Bedikas Chametz. That tells us Tirish HaKuntris Shel Olav or Olav V'Bal Yeroh V'Bal Yemam. Torah says, I don't know if you eat Chametz on Pesach. We're not even possess Chametz on Pesach. Phraseology of the Torah is important, we'll get to it later. It's not, you should not own Chametz on Pesach. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that, that tells us Tirish HaKuntris Shel Olav or Olav V'Bal Yeroh V'Bal Yemam. Torah says, I don't know if you're not eating Chametz on Pesach. We're not even possess Chametz on Pesach. The phraseology of the Torah is important, we'll get to it later. It's not, you should not own Chametz on Pesach. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that,
everyone has to do. You must subsequently do a mitzvah. So therefore, presumably, since those in our Mishnah, all our ra'os are both in the Chachamim, he did mitzvah too. Prekars l'kasha, umidorais of a mitzvah b'yalma tagi. By Torah law, it's enough to have mitzvah. We're supposed to, didn't bother playing in the Ma'amokam over here, it's unfortunate. Guy was a beginner, there's no way to see where it's coming from. Where is it? Who knows where it is? It's a quote, direct quotation from the Gemara. Above, no. Anybody in this room know where this Gemara is? Tell us what? I don't know if it's a Gemara. So for those who don't know, I'll give you a hint. It's about Dalid Amud Beis. It's about Dalid Amud Beis. You'll see it's about less than halfway on the page. It's not on the Bible, though. It's the, what were the asterisks? Left side of the Kamad of Yud, the Midoraisa, the Bittel, the Alma, Sagilet. That's a direct quote. Unfortunately, there's no one bothered putting it in parentheses, Dal and the Bay. It should have. Because the masculine is due addition to the Gemara. Why do you have it? I know they're right quotes. But there's old Bittel of the Gemara. Nah, they have so many other Bittel. Not a boom, it's not there. It doesn't happen, unfortunately. I mentioned before, the machlok. According to Rashi, you see it from the word Hashemisu. According to Tosh, you see the word Shelcha. So therefore, Amai, Tzrichu Chacham, and Bedika Klau. Close this cash against Rashi, the Gevaldik Akash. Look, it's pure logic. The Gemara's Navav, Habodek, Tzorov, Shivatim. The Gemara's Nav Dalit, with the right, so you have to have business. And business suffices. So what's happening over here? You have to have business. And business enough with the right to prevent by your by your. So why the Chazal should do the Zika for by your by your mother? They already have business. Business enough. Tremendous cash. Why bother with the Zika? You know, even if you do Zika, you have to have business anyway. And once you have rituals, that's enough. So why have the whole institution of Zika to be a superfluous institution? Unnecessary completely. That's Tosfos Kaf against Rashi. Based on this, Tosfos rejects Rashi. The Rashi is wrong. The Nira Lari, the Afagab, the Sagi, the Bitzel Biyama, in the level of the Raisa, if Miru, Chachamim, Lindo, Chachamim, Levaro. Why? For totally different reasons. Shilo Yobo La Ochlo. They're afraid he's going to come and eat it. And they bring a proof. The Chen Mashal of the Kamad of Yud, the boy Robert, Tikar Mishmekara of Akule. We say that it's a Tikar or the beam in the roof somewhere, high up in the air. Should we say that he's exempt from doing a Tikar, getting a ladder climbing up? Oh, Dilma, Zimin did not follow Asim and Mikle. Maybe afraid he's going to fall off the beam and he's going to come to eat it on Pesach. Therefore, you see clearly from that Gemara to Tosfos that the reason for Bedikas Chametz is Shema Yavol La'Ochlo. You may come to eat it. That's the whole reason for Bedikas. If it's so high up you can't reach it, then it's only for a Bedikas. This is what Tosfos says. The Tosfos rejects Rashi. Not a technicality. Why they were more machmir for the Bedikas over here in Pesach than for other Yisurei Torah, which we would not going to discuss right now. That's just for those who are following the Ma'amakonis, that is subtopic number 3. So for Shans, and the parents who are discuss the next piece of Torah. We're going to go to Katar in the first part that we just learned from now. Okay. Any questions? So the Machlokas, Rashi, the Tosfos, why do you have to do the Bedikas Chametz? Rashi, you're afraid of Bayor, Bayor, Mate. Tosfos, you're afraid you're going to come to eat it. Clear? Bobby, the Rosh is against the Gemara. Rosh is not the Gemara. What other Gemara? Sure, another Gemara. Who said another Gemara? This is the cash against Rosh. How can Rosh say that the reason for the Bedikas Chametz is Bayiro, Bayimate, when the Gemara says explicitly that our Bayro by Yamate Bittle suffices, and Bodek has to do Bittle anyway. So what's the purpose of the Bittle? You have to do Bittle anyway. Bittle will always have to carry the Bayro by Yamate. The Bittle is the purpose. And I'm used to the fair is the question of eating as plays a critical role in the Judaism. Those are the two questions, though. They give no answer. That's wrong. There's something else. Astray, everybody, you have all time? Let's now turn to the Rosh. Because the Rosh discusses this question. How will Rosh get out of the problem? Now, the Kahli current of Varim, the Aleph of an Aleph. So, how do you get over there? Yeah. Here, fine. Beautiful black print. It's the part of it. For our main one is. Now, the Kahli current of Varim. The Zed, the Armor, the Torah, the Bisu, Yoko, the Sky, and the Epha, the Babe, the Varim. The end of the Mashavta Mirasuta, the Sagi Vahokim is Oraisa, Afilu Gachomet Hayaduola. Parenthetically, there I said, Bittul works only for Chomet you don't know about, but working for Chomet that you do know about, which is a certain of controversy when you get to later on. Oh, Im Lo Bittlo Belibo Klau, Sorek Minasorek Yivdo Pacharov, Bechol Mokom Tu Rogili Mose Shom. The Ivarenum and Ola. You're required to do a combination of the Dika Bittl. Check all the places where it was found. And once you find it, to eliminate it from the world, to burn it. Who would be or is who is there within that Makul? The Ma Ivarenum. Makulopas Hatanoim, which we'll get to later on. Must it be burned literally in fire? Or can it be burned by some other method? How? Throw it into the ocean, flush it down the toilet, put acid on it, whatever. Any method aside from fire.
rather you can rely on the chazaka against the reality?
Something which is not at all about us. The Chir, only the Chir, he innovated it. Rav created it. The Yom HaAvod and Tov Shivanam. That the Mishnah didn't have that. If you have Mishnah, you don't have to do Bittul once you do the Bittul. You rely on the Chazaka, that's the end. That's the word. Kloma, Kloma, Misha.
all your comments. I forgot all my comments. I forgot all my comments. By word of mouth. That's what I do. We have to call Khabir, yeah? That's it. Finish. Enough with all right. All the teachers are... Yeah, yeah. Iran keeps going again and again to try to disprove this notion.
Clearly, Iran held somebody out there who held this way. The fact that he keeps trying to disprove it shows, you know, that someone holds that way. Follow me? If somebody's going to say this, Mr. Westman, that is unthinkable. You can't say that what? That if you did Bajika no bit when you found a cookie, you're over them on prayer. It can't be. Why can't it? It came. I feel the bother. Even if you did a Bajika. Umechuya min ha-Torah levatel. Get it from the Raisa? The name Safek Chomet Shena Matsui. Get it? If you require the Raisa to do such a bitul. When came in the Midoraisa, bitul v'yam v'sagi, bitul on the North Midoraisa, he had the Matsui Bidika beer min ha-Torah. And there's no point in doing Bidika beer. In other words, the same vote as Tosef against Rashi. If you can always need Bittul, so what's the point of Bidika beer? You need to do Bidika beer, not have Bittul. And Bittul is enough. So when the rice of Bidika Bittul is nothing. But the Torah says that Bittul is even included. But at least including everything. And the Ram, therefore, Zavoran, Zel, Daiti, Zerah, Rashi, Zal. This answer Rashi. This answer Rashi. This answer. Period. Now both sides, this is the Ram. Tell me. We asked the question at the beginning. Why does Tosis not like the Ram? The Ram plus the Torah to Rashi. And the Din HaMishnah, you don't require Bittul. You only require Bittul to be Din HaGemara. Come every number Rav. So what's tell me now right away a possible answer. Why? Hotas. Delio says, if host with the hole, like the Ron Strawman, the one rather the Ron keeps the kept attacking, that in fact, you are over the Mafreya. But if you find Hobbit in the middle of Pesach, you are over retroactively from the first minute of Pesach. If that host would hold that way, then host could not possibly be with the Ron. Ram himself said that Pulse couldn't be with him all that way. Then Pulse would have to hold up both the Torah Shiavatul comes where? Not because the Rab invented it. Chidei Shriyama. But rather what? No. Goes back to Har Sinai. Not both the Torah Shiavatul. Because otherwise the act of violation. So perhaps Pulse is told that there is a retroactive violation. And if so, we understand very well why he could not accept this terror. Because he couldn't believe that both the Torah of Shivat was only a later edition of Rav. No. All of him around are both the Torah of Shivat to be seen on Mishnah itself. So we see then you see clear that even in the Mishnah, the reason for B'dikas Chomet is not Bal Yirah, Bal Yimaseh, but it's rather what? Shema, Yavo, La'ochlo.
Right, it didn't exist because of my Mishnah, but it existed as there was, and the Mishnah is the correction.
The Mishnah is not just a half-baked theory. The Mishnah is a mission. Yeah. I'm suggesting a possibility. Maybe Tos is told the Zechiel de Mafreya. If it's Zechiel de Mafreya, then we understand very well why Tos could not accept the Ron's terrorist against Ron. Okay, on Ron. Yes, that would be that Bodhisattva talks about the Mishnah. Right, but if Bodhisattva talks about the Mishnah, then Mishnah. Once it's in a Mishnah, the Rambam Teretz falls off. And push the Chesed. Yes. Let's turn to the Rosh. The next Maram Malkum should be going in order. Tosfos, Avei, Duran. The next thing is the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara that's up first. That's the Gemara which we're going to have constant reference to. So let's take a look at a few lines, then we'll turn to the Rosh. But now I have a question. Yeah. Yeah. From here on in, yeah. No courage, don't allow it. Right. No. Split second, the use of the public. Go like this. I'm standing here. Watch this. I'm standing here at Pesach. Suddenly, I'm looking up and I see something like this. The people play the first. They just take it and throw it right away. At the window, you're not going to play all the way. The obligation of Bali Roy is retroactive. And then the round dancer falls apart, the round itself says. Yes, Alicia. I'm just trying to. Let's go to the Gemara. Vava and Bates, a few lines so you can help to see better than us. Yes. Is not the right. Tell me over below. Bishl is the right. Bidika tells us it's not the right. Don't mix up the beads. Okay. Gemara Bala Medbeis. Habodeg Tzorech Tzir Vato. My timer. Inai Inai Mishim. Pirurin. But Pirurinim. Crumbs. You'll miss crumbs. Polo Chashivi. It's nothing. It's not important. Forget about it. Skipping a few lines. The Gemara answers. What? They are of a day with Shema Yusuf Gluska Yopher Vidaita Ilave. We're afraid of find some cake and they'll like it. We'll want it. Frank, what do you mean? Why am I able to do Bedika in this era of Pesach at night after I finished doing the Bedika? Vichimashkacha say Levatle. When he finds a piece of cake on the comet, let him do the Bittler right then and there. But uh-uh. Dilma Meshkachas Leila Vosar Isura. Maybe he will find the comate after what? After the time of the Yisr. That means after midday on Erev Pesach. Vilav Rishuse Kaima. And it's no longer his. Vilamate Mavdil. It's too late to do Bittul. Period. Later the Gemara goes into further detail. So you see in the Gemara that if you have crumbs, not a problem. You have a piece of cake, it is a problem. That's why I have to do the bittul. I do the bittul when you spot it. If I knew I would spot it, Erev Pesach in the morning, Tov, you're right. I may spot it Erev Pesach in the afternoon, or Pesach the first day, Pesach the fifth day. So let's do bittul. You can no longer, if you do tomorrow, you can't do bittul, but it's no longer yours. Just burn it then. We're afraid. We're afraid. Of the idea of data ilaveh. We're friends. You asked some detailed questions.
No, then they go there.
Okay. Says the Rosh Siman Tes as follows. Mom, if you don't have a motor, so if you have a battle, you have to have a deep also. Hey, if you have a battle, what do you do? Don't have a hockey. Koch Amir, the Gibishusi, Lo Chazite, Lo Biarte, Li Botel, Velechsev, Ka'ar for the Ara. So how do you have to? Is that part of the Nusuch, you mean? I don't think it's part of the Nusuch. Rabbi Hefker, Rabbi Deyu, for the overall of the Bar Yiroi. Here's Tosfos says that how does Mikkel work? It's Hefker, it's not yours. It's Bar Yiroi. Tosfos cheated up the other way against Rashi. Umay time at Sorok Bidu, Valo Bodak Upina Kol Achomet Shedimta, Inema, this is very, very, very carefully now. Inema, Mishum Pirurim. Now there's two ways to read the next phrase, that's going to be the big question. Here we take us up from the Kimlan Shalom of the Bedika. We're pretty sure that there were crumbs students didn't find in the Bedika, Vinisharu, and they remained, the Over Olov, the Bali Roya, and the Vadis Bali Roya, the Apal Pisa Aino Roya, even though they didn't see it. So lots of those Sira Chamech, don't say you shouldn't see Chamech, Elo Ye Roya. Mashma lo yiel of Chachamis v'mokom haroi liriyah, which could be seen. V'af ha'pi she'ein yodei ha'shem v'beito. He doesn't know about it. Mikomako v'al yiroika. There is a violation of v'al yiroa. U'lekach sarach shi'evadel v'shevein kan yitzu v'al yiroa. End quote. Now, what happened over here? The Rosh seems to indicate, Rabotai, that there exists and Yitzur of Bal Yiroi retroactively. He seems to say so. Comes along the Bach and says maybe not. The Bach makes big deal out of that one word in parentheses. You see the word in parentheses? So the Bach is as follows. I go on to Bach Aleph. The Kim Lun Pirish Mishim the Kakashale, Amai Salka da Daite Loma the Hashin and Tele Pirurin. The Gomish of the Pirurin, Kimlon, means we are sure, she ain't a row also, he doesn't see him. Mashe came Gluska, maybe there is no Gluska there. Afal became over the Bali Roya. Ukshemishani, they were Shema Yimta Gluska in faith. You have the Mashma, the Sphere, the Padigal of Hood, Lomahani, the Ash Lokas Lokomet. She'ein eroeu, in pain. My forehead. What's the question? V'chi mashkachas levatleh. Hala over afid lo mashkachleh. Kol zman shelo bidbu. You're over the mafreya. Val dek omar. The hod over lo. Afal pi she'ein eroeu. Lo koi el ha piruin. Mishin de piruin kimlon. Shelo motle de bdiga. V'yem shah shelo nisharu. V'avale komet yadua. Period. The Bach of the reverse is true of Rabotai. Whom fakir? The Rosh never said that you're in violation of Bayor, but it was in the Mafreya. Retroactively, you have to find a piece of cookie somewhere in the corner of a room. Chas v'shalom! No one can say that to the Bach. What fakir? The Kimlon. What does the Kimlon mean? We are sure, everybody's sure, we all know that there are remaining crumbs. If we all know that there are remaining crumbs, it's treated what we call chometz yodua. Even though you may not have seen it with your own eyes, but we all know the crumbs are there. Since we know for a fact the crumbs are there, so therefore you're in violation of bayor bayimotzeh. But if you had a cookie which you didn't know was there, you thought it wasn't there, you did a good job of checking and no reason to assume it was there, and it turned out that it was there, then you do not violate bayor bayimotzeh l'mafreya. Those are the back shot in the Rosh. That pshat Rabos is based on a one little two-letter word in parentheses. What is that word? Lun. And you know what? I, for one, convinced that that word does not belong. Does not belong. I'll tell you why. Extra-actively. The answer is even that both sons of the Rosh will go against the whole God. All of the Gadol the Rosh, and both of his sons are going to go against him? I don't believe it. Therefore, in my opinion, All you have to do is eliminate that one little tiny word in parentheses. And instead of saying that the Bach would have it, he named it in Piruin, the Kimelon. We know Shalom Mokhtar of Dika Nefet Olma Bayer Ol Bayer Mokhtar. He said, just take out the word Lon. And say what? The name of Mishim Piruin what? Now. The Kimelon, we know. In there, but if they ended up being there, there is a violation of Bayi Roh, Bayi Matzei, retroactively. It's not just me. But as a matter of fact, the very first Maramok of the Shulmanorah, which will have to see tomorrow, we never inside, is the Mogan Avram, Simon Tav Lama Dalas, Siv Kotten Hay, says, so the Farish. That's exactly the shot. That the Rush holds that there exists an Ism and Afreya. Let me now get my final point for today, which is that we know that the Rush is...